Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Friday, May 10th, 2013. We're going to have some wonderful healings, clearings tonight. It is Paranormal Friday, so if you have anything to ask about or to share with us, please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And hello, Ron.
Hi, so let's do the light beam.
Yes.
Everybody,
please bring up your light beam, and Ron will activate it for you. I'm sorry.
And we'll get it. Here we go. Light beam, and have it up on your monitor screen. Here we go, bring in the male energies. So stronger. Oh, boy, stronger. Stronger, and stronger. Okay, here we go, everybody. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's wonderful, Ron. And I just want to thank you so much for a wonderful healing call that we had this evening. And thank you. And if you're new to the show, first of all, it's important to know that Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And Tuesday through Friday, Ron does hour-long calls, healing calls, and sometimes they go longer. I wanted to mention, Ron, that, well, thank you from me, but also you had a lovely email thanking you for giving us extra time, which you do so often. The nights you don't have a show, I know you go longer than the hour, and thank you very much for that. And tonight, near the end of the call, wow, it felt so good when you were clearing those entities and put us in quarantine, and just it was a wonderful call, and thank you so much. I know everyone on there feels the same way I did. Do you want to talk a little bit more about some of those clearing calls, Ron, before we get started with our questions?
Yeah, they're very helpful. So we have four calls a week. Tuesday is the cording call where people connect energetic cords to you. And in fact, we'll just do a release now. So think of somebody that maybe has connected to you. Think of anybody. Maybe you felt some strange energy coming your way. If you left somebody, maybe you felt drained. That's a good thing. People always feel drained sometimes, so you know that you had a connection made that way. Some people don't even realize that they have had a connection. Just know that if you feel drained after going somewhere or seeing somebody, know that at that point they did something to you. And normally they're taking away your life force energy. So think of something that's happened to you more recently here. And here we go. So one, taking away this cord. Two, three, four, and five. Do that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So hopefully you feel a little better right now. And let's do one another sample here. This is what we do on Thursdays. And Wednesday we do healing with water charging for seven containers of water. But right now what we're going to do is alien replica of you, which we call, you know, a clone body of you. This we do on Thursday. So think of a situation that you may be dealing with. I'll release one of those here. And here we go. Much like the timeline crash. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, let's see a big one, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh dear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so see how you're feeling. And the next one that we're going to do would be what we did tonight, which is entities. So let's just take away some entities that are attached to your neck. Here we go. So you want entity, maybe a couple of them possibly. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, another one coming out, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So see how you're feeling? And back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, so much. I know that I have so felt being courted by somebody, and I to say you feel drained is exactly what it is. And not only that, I'm lucky enough to know usually who it is that's courting me. It's a family member that usually does it, and it's a male. And I actually feel like I become more masculine, and that helps me catch the fact that I'm courted and then clear it. So it's good to know what those little cues are. And I'm bringing that up because we have a question about entities. We got an email, and again, if you have anything you'd like us to cover tonight, or if you have anything to share regarding paranormal activities, please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll get it right now. But this email says, how should I know if I've been attacked or attached to by an entity? Will I see something? Will I feel something or sense it in some way? So
well,
how is it that we would know, Ron?
You don't always know. You may sense something happening to you. Maybe you're changing your personality or something like that. That's one way to kind of understand, but some people get attacked all the time, affected, and they don't really know, but their life is changing before their eyes, and that's a good way to find out is to ask your friends how you're doing. So if they think that you're acting strangely, then more than likely that could be it. As far as you know, the actual attacks, so you have one with entities coming into you, wanting to live in your body. Then the other one is when you are under attack by maybe typically aliens or something, and you have a hard time sleeping at night, and these things keep coming into you and coming into you, and you don't know what to do. That's why we have the alien attack page up. So for some people, this may sound a little weird, but the people that know about it will definitely know that, yeah, that page definitely helps out a lot to get rid of these things. And I think it's $20 for a week, and you have a lot of clearing opportunities to do because it is a very comprehensive, I think there's like 8 or 10 pages on there of different things that you can do to help yourself out. So that's what I would do with the alien attack page. If you start feeling weird things happening to you and you start changing who you really think you are, and that's kind of what to do. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And here's a question about something, you know, we've kind of, I don't know if this might be related to the orb attacks or not. You've been talking about those a lot lately. There's an email. I went to a large aquarium in a city, and they had a huge display of jellyfish. And they were almost mesmerizing to look at. It was like a big wall in front of me of jellyfish. And I felt almost mesmerized by them and had to sit down and look at them. So what was going on for that person, Ron? Is that somehow...
That's what the jellyfish do is they get on top of your head and connect with you. So very possibly, even though they were aquarium, they may have been connecting to, communicating with the other ones that are there, you know, that are with you. So that's what you got to kind of look at is what's going on, you know. And, you know, even though you're not touching it physically, they still have energetic transfers. So I'd say very possibly you were connected to the ones in the tank, and then they may have even put their energy and hopped it into you. So that's what happens. It's very, very interesting to help people out and to see people that have had weird experiences, and this is one of those weird ones, maybe. You're probably hooked up to the jellyfish.
Ew. Is it possible to do I guess that's a big disconnection, isn't it, Ron? Is it possible to do a sample of disconnecting us from jellyfish energy on the call?
No, I won't. That would need to probably be... I'd run the clearing online for a couple hours, probably.
Okay, right. That's what I thought. It's kind of too big of a thing. Well, and also, we did want to mention and remind everyone that this Saturday starts the monthly calls for the month of May, and we'll be on the Lightship Saturday afternoon and do a water charging. That's from 1 to 4 Pacific time, or 1 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, and then Sunday, 10 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, and that's all day on Creation Lightship, and that's exactly the kind of healings we can access there. So if you could get on those, again, creationlightship.com, all the information is there. Okay, thank you, Ron. And another email, and I guess, this is probably something paranormal as well. Today I went to a rather crowded grocery store, and four different people not only almost bumped into me, but almost seemed like they intentionally wanted to bump into me. What was happening there?
Boy. Very possibly they just liked your energy. That's what I would say. They could have been clone replicas wanting to touch you. They could also be people that physically didn't see you. So there's two ways to just look at this here. One, maybe these energies did not even know who you were. You're invisible to them, and they just kind of bumped into you. Or sometimes people just want to touch people. So it could be either one of those. I've had people mention that they were doing the mind to heart drop all the time, and they went into like the shopping mall that they normally go into, and all of a sudden... all of these people would just kind of walk away and clear the space in front of them, probably because they have so much light running that these energies just strictly left people, getting them out of your space. So it's kind of hard to say, but I have had people say, yeah, the whole place cleared out. I'm walking, and they just, like, moved aside. And I was, like, invisible, but they knew that I was coming, and nobody looked at them or anything else, so... A lot of weird things can happen. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I know when I walk around now, Ron, I'm trying to, smile at people less a little and not make eye contact if possible. I just kind of give a quick wave and walk by people, like when I'm walking around my neighborhood and stuff, and that seems to work. I feel like I get attached to a little less.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so I have another question. Could Ron possibly do an entity sample for those obtained, or I guess he means release, for those obtained via Ouija boards?
Well, I could take away one energy from you when you were on the Ouija board, so is that what they kind of want, I guess?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, it's just a quick sentence there.
Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, wow, and five. Oh, to see, even if you, used one in the past, that energy is still with you naturally. So, like I say, what are you bringing to you, what does that, connection to these things do? How are they connected? What do they do to you physically, and what have they been doing to you? So here we go. Let's do one more. That's pretty heavy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you.
Strange energy there.
Wow. Yeah, well, when I was a kid, one of my friends had one, but I don't remember really doing much to it or with it, but I have heard stories about people that have used it successfully and brought in entities, so that was probably really helpful for a lot of people, and who knows, maybe I was even connected in some way I was unaware of. Okay, thank you, Ron. Next question. What is your advice when you're doing the alien attack page for another person?
I don't know how to answer that one. It'll work absentee for other people, so you can do that. I don't know how else to what else to say about that. So.
Well, it would work, right? I mean, there's no problem doing it.
No, not at all.
Right. So, because I know sometimes, like for instance, the timeline crashes, you suggest that we not do those for other people. And sometimes there's a couple of healings you've said to not do for other people if they haven't done their own emotional body clearing first. And also sometimes you've said this is something people need to take responsibility for. But I don't think the alien attack page comes under that. That heading, correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, let me just take a quick look here at another question. Okay. The other night, go ahead.
I don't know if, you know, I myself would want to, as talking as a listener will say to me, you know, like I'm you listening to myself talking. So I don't think I would do a clearing with that alien attack page for somebody else, okay? The reason is it's very possible they might put the spotlight on you next. So, you know, that's kind of what I would sort of look at, okay, not to do. So I would probably, you know, it's not that you don't, you know, it will work. But I myself would not want to get involved with somebody else who's under attack, unless they're really a dear friend of yours and you want to help them. And then the help that you can give them is say, hey, just go on the page and do it yourself, you know. That's how I would look at it. I would not personally do it myself or someone else unless they're a dear friend and they have no way to do it. And if they're... if they don't believe in what the page can do to help them or anything else, then, well, personally, that's their problem. And I wouldn't, in a sense, connect with their energies and your energies combined to do that clearing. So I would just say go to the website and do it. And if you're not willing to do it for yourself, then, you know, just... forget it. So that's what I would do. You don't want to get any of these things stuck onto you. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting, Ron. Okay, so thank you. I haven't done that for anyone else, but it's nice to know that I'll stay away from it. We have a nice thank you from the person that requested the Ouija board clearing, and thank you very much. Would not we use one today? I would assume that most anyone who's listened to you for more than 5 minutes would not be using a Ouija board. But I think it was a really valuable clearing, so thank you for requesting that.
Very welcome.
And, yes, thank you, Ron. And, okay, Someone has a question here, Ron, and we do know the answer, so we'll talk about this. Is Ron offering the orb clearing free for a couple of weeks this month? Peace and thank you. So shall we offer that, Ron, to our listeners for tonight?
I think it ends in a couple of weeks, so yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you wanted to send to CLS questions, then in the subject box, but BBS orb clearing, we can send you over the
right
link to that. I think it lasts for maybe about two more weeks here.
Right. And we didn't really get in. I mentioned the orbs earlier because you, at one time, I know, thought that they were connected to the jellyfish. But orbs are just what they sound like, round things that kind of hover around people. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
I'll do an orb clearing here. Let's get an orb that's connected to maybe your face or your neck. Not know that or see it, but we're going to take it away. So here we go. See if you feel any body sensations. One, two. Oh, boy. One. A lot of energy out there, a lot of orbs. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Hey, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And you're welcome to get the free clearing by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and put BBS orb clearing in the subject line, and we'll send the link to you. That also is just a sample, however, and the best thing you can do if you feel any relief at all from what Ron just did or the free clearing is to go on to creationlighttrip.com and get the orb clearing for yourself, because we've had incredible testimonials about how wonderful people feel after they do these. So they're keeping us, they are hurting us, these orbs, and it's better to get rid of them. Okay, the same person that sent the email about the alien attack page and doing it for another person has a follow-up question. I did the emotional healing and do want to help. She won't do it. What can I do next for her to be safe myself? It affects me, this person. So it must be someone close to them.
Okay. I would just keep doing that alien attack page. That could be very helpful. Let's find out what they're dealing with as far as a situation. So maybe they can send another email so I can figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, let us know what's going on. I can say,
does their body jump at night when they're sleeping, legs twitch, things like that. So we'll just see what comes up here.
When I've done things for other people, I've, of course, started with the emotional body healing. In one case, I did a pain body clearing because I knew they had issues with that, and I thought that has to be attracting more, giving them problems and attracting more problems. And I've also done the entity clearing for people, so that's a possibility too. So we'll see if this person sends in another email. And yes, they have. Oh, well, maybe I could do the trauma body for the person instead of the Italian alien attack page. Can you please do a sample possibly for that person now? Thank you for any additional guidance. Okay, so I think that they probably sent that before they heard.
So trauma clearing. So let's do that here.
Trauma, okay.
Buddy, here we go. I'm going to do trauma clearings and just see what happens. So if you had any traumas in your life, hopefully not, right?
Right.
Everybody's laughing, probably. You probably had one or two, right? So pick the biggest trauma that you had, if you want to bring it up. And here we go. We're going to help to release it. So one, two. Oh, dear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hopefully you're settling down, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels better to me here. And let's do a clearing for, let's see here. I'm picking up like teeth. Maybe somebody has a tooth problem or a gum problem or something. So here we go. Let's do a entity clearing for that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just kind of concentrate on your issue. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do entities that are attached. And here we go. So one, oh dear, two, three, four, five, six, oh, it's seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie dokie. So, not good. Let's do something else here. Let's do alien critters inside of your mouth, if you feel anything. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, I guess back over to you here.
Okay, thank you. I thought I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, yes, we do.
Hi. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you're taking calls tonight or not. But I have a question for Ron about a paranormal situation.
Okay, go right ahead.
Ron, about, this happened again in the past, is about 12 or 13 years ago, I was on this lake. It was about 4 miles west of Eagle River. The lake is called Carpenter Lake. And I was out in a rowboat, and I think I laid back to lay in the sun or to do a little meditating or something back then. And I was, like, totally lost. You know, I got up and I, you know, was rowing and rowing and rowing, and I thought that I was going in the right direction of where these cottages were, and I wasn't. I was, they were like nowhere to be seen. It was like, you know, I remember my body being in the state of panic that, you know, I was rowing and rowing and rowing, and I was getting exhausted, and I was looking for the place, and I couldn't find it. You know, every bend that I went around, it wasn't it. Well, these people are friends of mine, and I happen to be, they asked me to dog sit / house sit, cottage sit for them, and they thought they were going in, February, and I had the space clearing up at that time, and so I thought I would do a space clearing on it because I thought I was going there. They were taking a trip to Alaska, but they changed their plans, and now they're leaving next week. So I was out there today again, and I was hearing the same stories that I went through that they were telling, this couple was telling me about the family members went through it, and they used to rent cottages out, and, you know, they went to turn the lights off at night, but they, you know, they're saying, no, somebody's out on a boat, they haven't come back yet. And then I was just joking around with them. I said, well, it sounds to me like you got yourself a vortex out there or something where people, you know, go out into your waters and they don't return. But I was just wondering, Ron, do you see anything like that at all? Because I think I did some space clearings on it, but I don't remember what I did. It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it sounds like an introduction. If you first started talking, I know that you're back east there. I thought you were going to say, well, Lake Erie. You know, that would be great for a paranormal night. Erie Lake. Anyway.
Probably
Abduction Central there. So, run, don't walk.
I already signed up for babysitting for them for a week. Dog sitting them.
Is
there any clearings I can do to help myself? Or just don't go out on the water?
Well, if you do get abducted, you know, take some good notes.
Take some what?
Good notes.
Oh.
So you could,
tell us next week.
Or take some pictures of them, but I'm just joking. But I don't think I would. It's already got a history. So by having a history, that's, you know, to me an indication that been there, done that, and, beware.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah, there's nothing I can do to neutralize the abduction points?
They look pretty strong. They're actually vortexes, so you're going to be taken out, or whoever goes into these things are going to be in the beyondo. So it's just one of those things. It might even go to the underground energies here. That would be quite different. So.
Wow. So I gotta call them and tell them that the lake really is a vortex and that I can't, they're dog for them.
Can't you bring the dog to your house?
Well, you know, that's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to have to get out of this somehow because when I started hearing all those other stories, I was like, oh, no. And I did see on one of their cottages was a great big huge symbol of the diamond shape, and I know that that's the abduction signal that they get me from. And so I there was a lot of eye catchers today that I saw going there. So there's nothing that, you know, we doing a space clearing won't shut it down, huh?
Nothing I can do about it. Could help you a little bit by yourself being there, but no, I don't. The space clearing isn't designed for that, as the energy is just, you know, very, very intense. The space clearing is just for your own location where you're going to be going to, but when you have abduction points like this here, and then you have, you know, maybe hundreds of alien races using that same energy channel, that location, then you know, it's just too hard to do that. So.
Okay, and when I got back, I was out of sync. I was there was just something that wasn't right. I didn't feel right. You know, I was teary eyed, and I kept saying, "What's going on?" I tried to, you know, I did the be here and the now on me right away, and then I did the I sat down. I said, this isn't me. This isn't, you know, I knew something. I was probably courted to these people. And I did the finger exercise, Ron, and it was like way to the future. Like, wow. And when I brought myself back to the present, I felt completely centered and normal again, and all the emotions went away. It was amazing on how that finger exercise was like an instant, you know, clearing. It was amazing. Okay. All right. Well, I'm really glad I called in on this. So, I'll keep you guys posted, but it doesn't sound good at all. Okay.
Okay. So, all right. We'll let you go. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Wow. I've heard stories similar to that. Okay, Ron, we have another question, another email. The other morning, I was lying in bed with my eyes closed and suddenly felt as if a ton of bricks had fallen on my face. I was actually surprised that I was still alive and very shocked in my heart and stunned motionless. I did all the clearings I could think of and felt better. What was that, and is there any residue that still needs to be cleared? I know this is someone who, gets on the show a lot and does a lot of healings and clearings.
It feels like the mind body clearing. So what I'll do is a sample of that for everybody. Here we go. This is the slime body. Might be alien slime body, I think, is what it's called. But I just used the word slime body. Here we go. So I'll just see how this is affecting you. So taking off this energy. One, two. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if you feel a little better right now. If your body feels better, that means that this energy was probably connecting with you. There are times when I go out, and what I have on me is a residue on my body. It feels like really thick oil, in a sense, you know. And so I know that I've been out there in the Beyondo doing a lot of work because I have this stuff that I bring back. So if anybody out there, you know, gets up in the morning and takes their shower and you put the soap on, it doesn't seem to do much, but they wash maybe a couple of times or so, that means that you've probably been out there. If you're still fighting, most people are not, but that's one indication of that. So it might be an aha for you. But the slime body is an alien energy that's attached to you, and they put this on you, and it kind of like suffocates you. So I'm going to get that off. So hopefully that will help. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the person that you did the emotional, the trauma body clearing for, the person's friend is writing to say thank you, but unfortunately that person's not listening and they can't give the details of what's wrong with the person, but they'd like to help her be more free and less controlled and thus controlling. They do the Be Here Now for her. Well, that's a good idea. But much more is needed, and I just don't know what to do next for her. Implant clearings would be great. But that's on the attack page. Well, and also all the free healings, but I'm sure this person has thought of that. Pardon me?
They're very hooked up, so.
Right. Yeah, anything that you can do, I guess. It's hard. Okay, we're getting a lot of requests for the orb clearing. That's good. And I will send those out tonight after the link, rather, to the clearing after the show tonight. And let me just check here for more questions. Oh, there was a follow-up question earlier. There was like a second part to an email about the entities. Why doesn't our spirit protect us from being attacked by entities?
Well, your spirit doesn't have any horsepower, really, to do that. So nobody's spirit is really that powerful to do anything. That's just basically what the answer would be. If you were here with your spirit, at least half of it, remember your twin flame is elsewhere, then half of you could probably do that. But remember, most people are maybe... way less than 50%, way, way, way less. And if you've been here for a long time, you know, thousands and thousands of years or tens of thousands of years, then your spirit each time gets diluted. So your spirit, even though it's very powerful, cannot protect your body. body. That's the problem that people have here, is that the spirit not kick out these emotional bodies of other entities coming in. So that's the problem. It's too bad that the dark side is done. So normally, you know, if you were only here for even 10 incarnations, your spirit would probably be very, very strong and could help you out. But because of the thousands of times that you've incarnated, the dark side takes a little piece of you away, hides it, we'll say. You know, it's very hard to power. But your spirit, what you have, if you connect to it, is very powerful, but it can't really get rid of entities because it's just not there. You could probably command it to have a problem like, say, your shoulder. You could probably command your spirit to help kick out the entities. It may be able to do part of that. You can give it a try and see. But it surely can't, you know, protect your whole body because stretched out so thin throughout you, throughout the whole body. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And here's another question. All of our questions are kind of related tonight. Oh, do we have a caller? I thought I heard a beep
Ann,
there.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I just had a comment I wanted to share, and it's about ancestral worship. And say that a person is into a Buddhist religion or some type like that, and they're worshiping an ancestor as a god. And say their great-grandfather comes in to their consciousness and solves their problems for them. Well, all he knew in his lifetime was to work at the rice paddy fields, but he doesn't know how to solve maybe computer problems or the light spirit that we go by, or maybe he doesn't know how to solve psychological problems that we're studying about and releasing them. Maybe he just knows about rice, but yet we impose on him, bring his spirit into our consciousness, call him a god, give him power over other people through our consciousness, and it seems like it's disrespecting the grandfather to worship him as an ancestral spirit instead of, because we can't solve our problems, he can't solve his, and both parties are canceled out. So I wonder if Ron has a comment about that.
Well, you can't get deluded by energies of your ancestors. That's why we have the seven generational clearing. You can go back even further. So, you know, and those belief systems are carried on through your ancestors. As far as worshiping, given religion and maybe your great-great-great-grandfather is with you hanging out, then you better do an emotional clearing on your ancestors. But, you know, they can't body hop through generational lines. So by, you know, going to that given religion of whatever that would be at the time, that you're going to now, they may come into you if they're still floating around through their spiritual practices. So I think maybe I answered the question. I'm not 100% sure, but whatever, that's why we have a seven generational clearings up to go deeper with the clearing in case you have a given situation. Can you add anything to that, Ann?
No, just that I don't think it's a very good idea to be calling in deceased family members or anyone else to get advice from. And I really don't think anybody who's doing healings and clearings and has listened to Ron would participate with something like that, because you don't know who's really coming to you. You could probably and are likely calling in some light of the darkness in a situation like that.
That's
I can see where they get a mental block from calling them in, and they'd be blocked out of their consciousness.
Yes, right, right. They're kind of like not even aware of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to think, you know, that was so fascinating. Like, oh, you people are talking to you from another realm. That's so interesting. I was kind of jealous, actually. Now I'm relieved that I wasn't more psychic and connected that way.
See the pros and cons about that.
Pardon?
Yeah, there's pros and cons about that, and people can see the cons about that. The pros are not very good. They don't hold up, but the cons really hold up, that it's unethical practice to impose on a relative like that and put him into that fix so he has to try to serve other people where he cannot possibly solve these problems. He was maybe only understood about rice, working the rice paddies, but he didn't understand maybe social problems and solutions and all, and you put him in that box to solve these problems, you really impose on him seriously and to be qualified in a job that he cannot possibly do.
Well, and he shouldn't be on earth at all.
I can see where an ancestor would get mad and attack another person, because one girl was saying earlier today the ancestors are attacking her, and I can see where they get mad at you and attack them because you're provoking them by trying to make them do a job that they can't do, and that'd be one reason why they would be attacking you and upset with you.
Right, but they shouldn't even be on earth. They need that emotional body needs to be released.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very good. Very good.
Yeah. Hopefully all right, Larry. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have another question. Wow, it's almost the same thing. Wait, I'm sorry. I clicked on something. I didn't mean to there. A coworker seems to be behaving strangely, and they recently came back from a family member's funeral.
Oh.
Yeah, what's going on there? It's probably like the same thing we're just talking about, right?
Yeah, very likely. Either that person that is no longer here, that entity, emotional body, that's what we call entities, is emotional bodies, could have popped into them. And that's one thing that could have happened. And very possibly, too, going a little differently, maybe there was 100 relatives there that were dead. And so they're all floating around, too. So you may have picked up, or they may have picked up another entity that was there. But regardless, if the person wants to get better, then you probably want to do the entity clearing, the whole lifetime one. Or maybe do that deceased loved one emotional body one. I think that's $50. But wouldn't have any problem doing any one of those clearings absentee for the person.
Right.
So if you're working with them and they happen to be your boss or a coworker and you're dealing with them all the time, and you don't want to have that thing jump into you.
Yeah, I would say try not to touch them, right, Ron?
Try not to touch them, yeah. And if it's opposite sex, don't kiss them. And from there, do the clearing on them so that you're able to relate to the person over again. Because that person, like we said, the spirit is kind of like powerless in a sense, and this thing now is running the show. So
right.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
One of those clearings. If you're not going to see the person ever again, then you can still do it, but may not be necessary, but that thing will be hopping in other people. The main thing is if you're dealing with somebody and they have a problem, then do a clearing so that your life will work out and be better when you see that person. And you don't have to tell them anything about it because it needs work. So I guess back to you, Anne. Looks like our show is about a few minutes long here. Let's see here. Let's do a Be Here Now clearing. In fact, let's do the finger exercise. It was brought up earlier. Everybody put your finger, index finger, pointing up in front of you. Just automatically stick it out there. And, a foot or so in front of your face, under your nose, and is it straight ahead of you, or is it to the right or the left? If it's to the right, means you're living in the future. If it's to the left, you're in the past. And normally it should be pretty much dead on this program, because everything is in the moment, so you need to go there in the moment to hear the program. But you could do this exercise, might want to write it down and check it out off and on throughout your days. And if you feel a little strange, you may want to get that little notebook out and just write down, do the finger exercise. And once you move it back to dead center, automatically you're here. It's very interesting. If you're really intuitive, you can actually see. It's kind of like having a book and you flip the pages really slow. You can actually see the different timelines moving, and things will maybe even move in your room and shift, especially like a plant. So what you might watch a plant, and as you move your finger slowly, you might actually see the leaves move a little bit or shake. But that's one quick way to be here. And you can also do the be here now clearing, but hey, just try it just to get your feet wet if you're brand new listening. And you're going to know that, wow, this is great. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, we're pretty much at the end, so I think it's time to say good night. And there's another show tomorrow night, Saturday night on the Lightship. So that'll be another great BBS show at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So we'll hope to hear you, or you'll be hearing us anyway tomorrow tomorrow evening. And thank you all for your wonderful questions tonight and participation. And we'll do the mind to heart drop, and then say goodbye.
Hey, so here we go. You have to command your spirit, otherwise you're in the darkness. Command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head. I'm assuming that that's where they are. And I'm going to drop them into your heart center, which will go back into peace energy. So you're going to be in kind of a neutral. So here we go, dropping down. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings to all of you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, either on the 4-hour call. If not, we'll see you on maybe BBS tomorrow night. Same time, same station, which is station 2. Thank you, everyone. Blessings. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.